There were cries for revenge today from a remote village in southern Afghanistan, the scene of an American air attack earlier this week. Afghan officials say it left more than 150 civilians dead or wounded. A joint U.S.-Afghan team is investigating the incident. U.S. officials say American planes came under anti-aircraft fire in the area on the night of the attack. They also say they had intelligence reports that senior Taliban leaders were sheltering in the village Kakarok. Residents say U.S. planes attacked a wedding party. From Kakarok, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Elders from surrounding villages gathered near Kakarok today to read prayers on the third day of mourning for those killed in the attack. The dead have already been buried. Now thoughts are turning to revenge. Mullah Anwar, the tribal chief of Kakarok, says 63 people were killed when airplanes opened fire on the village's wedding party in the early hours of Monday. This is my message to the United States, he said. If an American pilot is to blame, execute him and all will be forgotten. If it's an Afghan who reported the wrong information, give him to us and we will kill him ourselves. If attacks like this continue, he added, prepare for an uprising. Locals say more than 200 people had gathered here for the wedding. The men were in one part of the walled compound, the women were playing music next door, and more than a dozen children were sleeping in the cool air on the roof of one of the buildings. It was around 1 a.m., say survivors, that at least one warplane opened fire on the gathering. The groom's grief-stricken grandmother describes the attack. The planes were circling overhead and shooting at us, she says. I started passing my grandchildren down from the roof, but so many of them were killed. May Allah burn the people responsible for this. Sardara sits in the courtyard of the compound. Its 10-foot-high mud brick walls are riddled with bullet holes. Some of the trees outside have been cut in half by gunfire. The ground here is littered with sharp fragments of twisted metal, shrapnel from the warplane's projectiles. At one end of the courtyard, several enormous cooking pots full of rotting food still sit where the guests were gathering to eat. Meanwhile, one of the family's relatives points out dark stains still left in the dirt.
These are the signs of blood, and this is the clothes you can see in the room.
According to Afghan tradition, the groom, a young man named Abdul Malik, was supposed to arrive at the house the following morning for the marriage ceremony. Instead, he arrived to learn that most of his family had been killed.
My father, my mother, three sisters, and four brothers.
After the attack, when the community was gathering its dead and injured, locals say American soldiers arrived accompanied by Afghan troops loyal to the region's governor. A villager named Haji Abdul Khalik says the Americans treated some of the wounded and then photographed and took down the names of the dead civilians. There were 10 Americans, he said. Most of them had beards and they were dressed in gray. They used translators to tell us that they had made a mistake, that they received wrong information, that Al-Qaeda was here. The elders of Kakarok village vehemently deny suggestions of any links to Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. They point to the shiny AK-47 assault rifles carried by the local militia. They call these Cuban Kalashnikovs, and Mullah Anwar says his men used these to fight the Taliban last November, after the weapons were parachuted from American planes and then distributed to the village by Hamid Karzai, the man who is now Afghanistan's president. I feel shame, says Mullah Anwar. We fought with the Americans against the Taliban, but the Taliban never bombed and killed us the way the Americans did. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kakarok, Afghanistan.